Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of the work in faith above reason. We're going to be reading select excerpts from our source materials, continuing with excerpt number 35. You can send questions and find the study material on our site or on the Arvut icon where it says study material. You can ask questions on our sites, and pertinent questions will be asked during the lesson. Rav, please.
I very much enjoy being with you together in the preparation for the lesson that you're doing. It awakens me a lot as well, and every time I'm more and more impressed. And I just want to perhaps add something to this on my own. We have to understand that we are in two states, called this world and the next world. This world, what I can imagine as myself right now, the current state between us and the Creator, and of course with the world and everything that we feel in our five senses all around us. And then there's the next world, which is what we want to happen. We want to improve the situation we have now to the next state, the next degree, the next world. And so when we imagine these states as correctly as possible, from the present state to the desired state, accordingly we have prayer. We have work of the heart, where we want to change our heart in a way that we, whatever we imagine to ourselves as the close desired state, that it will materialize, that it will happen and actually be felt between us and the Creator. And so holding on to that all the time, our entire life, that this is the present state and the desired adjacent state, and constantly yearning for it, is what a person needs. And the more accurately we describe it, discuss it, talk about it, as to what is this world, our present state, because the world has no shape of its own. It's only what appears to us in our desires right now, and what we want to happen, the future state, in the future desire, and then the improved desire, that is our corrected state, and that is prayer. And for that, we need to reach our next degree, the next world. It is said that in this world, the present state, and the next world, the next moment that we want to happen, there is nothing more than the enslavement of malchuyot, meaning that our desires will change, and then we will feel the next world. Right now, we just need to each time try to examine correctly what do we depict as the next world. Is it truly the correct form of the next world, or something is hindering us, or we need to further make it accurate in terms of the components and shapes and properties of the next world? And if we discuss it together and portray it together in the Ten, and we imagine how the Creator appears in us and dresses into us to the point of love thy friend as thyself, and from that love thy Lord, then we accurately describe our direction, our trajectory of development, and then indeed the next world comes closer to us. Let's try to do it throughout the lesson, and also throughout the day. And if the groups manage to connect between themselves during the day and between the groups, then let's talk about that. How do we come from the form of this world and what it's built from, and me, the group, and the Creator? How do we also describe the whole world around us that connects to us in the present state, and how do we imagine to ourselves the desired state? So from the existing state to the desired state is how we each time need to see ourselves moving forward. I truly hope that this daily progress that we're making, that I feel we're making, will give us a concrete, tangible feeling soon of how we are truly changing the shape of the world that we exist in. It's like changing a channel on the television, flipping it from the 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, and so we keep flipping it until we come to more and more connected states that include everyone together in greater integration, in greater completion between us, mutual completion, and to the point that the Creator appears between us as a force that gathers, a force that connects, a force that fulfills. And this way we will find our true state in the final correction, all to make him happy. Let's begin the lesson.
Certain number 35 from the document with all our excerpts for Faith Above Reason. 35. Rabash says, even when he comes to know that the Creator can help him, and he understands that the real advice is only prayer, the body comes and makes him see that you see how many prayers you have already prayed, but you received no answer from above. Therefore, why bother praying for the Creator to help you? You see that you are not getting any help from above. At that time, he cannot pray. Then we need to overcome once more through faith and believe that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth. And it does not matter if the person is adept and has good qualities, or to the contrary. Rather, he must overcome and believe above reason, although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times but still received no answer from above, how can he come and pray once more? This too requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray that the Creator will help him overcome his view and pray.
It's interesting that every time, even though I managed to ask of the Creator, let's say, and I see that my state has changed for the better, I moved closer to the group, together with the group, I manage to better understand and better feel that I'm in the Creator's world, then all of this attainment, all of this feeling, all of this understanding becomes reason. And I don't feel that I've accepted it from the Creator. I feel that I have received it from myself, that it's mine. And then once again, I need to make an effort to portray that only through prayer, request, getting help from the Creator, only this way I can rise to spirituality. I have no spiritual forces, and I never had. And that already enters my reason. So anyone who advances forward above reason has more reason, becomes smarter, becomes more knowledgeable about where he is, how he orients himself in the world. And so then we demand an even higher faith above reason. And this is how we rise from reason to faith above reason. And that faith above reason becomes reason. And then I demand to be even higher above reason. And that's how I advance time and again, acquiring the qualities of the Creator over my qualities. So the main thing is what we mustn't forget, and we usually do, is prayer. That if we don't receive strength from above, then we don't advance, because there's only one force that can pull us forward. So we have to ask, we have to organize the requests from who? From the Ten. To whom? To the Creator. For what? In order to advance to being in His qualities, in His nature. And this is how we have to each time portray to ourselves more and more accurately the next state. What is the desired world, the desired state? The next world means the next shape of me with the group and the Creator. And so, this way, each time, as this portrayal will become clearer and clearer in front of me, and I know that this is what I need to achieve, this is what I'm yearning for, from within my desires, not from my intellect, meaning from my deficiencies. And then these deficiencies, wanting the next shape, that will be called a prayer. These desires that I activate when I wish to achieve that next shape, this will be raising man. And this is how I'll advance. I will each time necessitate the upper degree to me, which is called the Creator, to constantly change my present state. And if I am willing, then it will change. And this is how I rise from one degree to the next, only by prayer, only by raising man, only by raising the deficiency to that future state that I wish to arrive at. If that future state that I envision is correct, and if I truly yearn for it, then I have a kli, a vessel, and into that vessel the Creator already gives me the power of bestowal, and I discover the next degree. And this is how we advance. So, time and again, we have to be in two degrees. The present degree, me, the group, the Creator. Where are we all together? And the next degree, where do we want to be? We, meaning all the friends together, towards the Creator. And this is how we move forward. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот то, что вы сейчас сказали.
Yes, dear Rav. When you said now about us yearning constantly all the time to a state that's above reason, I have a question. When I ask the Creator to connect between us, between us and ourselves, and the feeling comes that He did it, does that mean that I'm now in reason and I have to ask again for something higher?
If I see, of course, yes, that what I asked for is what I'm in right now, then I've achieved it. I've achieved some level of connection between us, the friends, and the Creator. And now I need to portray to myself an even tighter connection between us, the friends, and with the Creator. And this is how I keep praising myself each time. This is called Israel. The light and the Creator are one. Israel meaning the person who yearns for the Creator. Yeshalkir, straight to the Creator. Olaita, the light, means the light that appears in the tent to connect it as one. And the Creator is above that. It's the upper force. It's nature. It's how we find ourselves that all of these three components are becoming as one.
It's just that in such a moment you feel like it's a complete state. If so, how do you find here some other desirable state that's higher up?
You arrive at that, and that is the true spiritual state, then it is a whole one, and you feel its wholeness in that a deficiency appears in it for an even higher state. The spiritual state can't be comprised of only the attainment, the pleasure, the bestowal. It has to have a certain addition of deficiency from a higher degree. Put it like this. It's like yesterday I ate some soup and I felt that it's lacking a little bit of salt and pepper. Why do I need that? We see that animals, they eat the food the way it is. Not the human, though. The human has to add all kinds of condiments, all kinds of spices, all kinds of ingredients. For him, there's otherwise no flavor. Where does it come from? Of course, from spirituality. Because we have to be comprised of our previous state that we come from, and also a little bit from our next state, and then I can feel whole. Only this way, the previous deficiency called Reshimo, the deficiency for the higher degree called the light that shines, that comes closer. Only this way I can feel wholeness. Look at how you exist in this world in your life. If you only exist in a good state, it disappears as something you can taste, something that is pleasurable. You need something that will shine on you from above, from afar, from ahead of you, that there is something more to get to, and also some perspective of what you have arrived at, what was behind you. So there has to be an addition of the light from forward, ahead of you, and an addition of the kli behind you. You can hear from elderly people who went through difficult traumas in life, how they talk about it. We suffered, we worked hard, we had difficult times. Why are they talking about it now? What does it give them? It gives them flavor. in the present state. So the spiritual degree is not just a spiritual degree. It is included with all the rest of the degrees, and the spiritual state is comprised of the development of the great Kli. So it turns out that we need all of it entirely, and that nothing will disappear from it. And when all these pixels come together properly, correctly, then we come to a complete picture. And that complete picture includes all of the discernments between the little shapes. Just like right now, you're looking at each other, you can see each other as little squares, right? And in each square, you see the face of each and every friend. And then all of those come together to like one friend, and that entity will be called the Creator. That will be called the Creator, but yet I don't lose all the pixels. They give me the magnitude and strength and intensity of attainment, because the attainment is comprised of something whole, where I see the complete picture and the wholeness of the picture, as well as the details of it and how they're interconnected and how they are integrally and discreetly exist at the same time. That's how it has to be, and that was what gives us the wholeness of attainment. And so when we talk about our states, we have to at least consider two states, the present state and what is the next state that we pray for, that we want to reach. It has to be in front of us clearly, because this is what we are missing, the prayer. This is what Rav Ashi is telling us here, that everything is achieved by the power of prayer. But where is prayer? It has to be comprised of the deficiency I had in the past. How did I achieve the present, and the confidence that I'm going to achieve the future? That's what we need to build and constantly live by, constantly live in it. And the more we remember the past, understand the present, and yearn for the future, we have upliftment, confidence, awakening, inspiration. And we are standing at the threshold of practically implementing these things. And we have to understand that this world and the next world are two states. The state that I feel in the current desire is called this world. And the state that I want to feel, that I'm going to feel in my new and improved desire, is called the next world, because everything is achieved through the desire. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, question from my time. How do we feel that we are now available to pray?
We're always ready to pray, we have to understand that. On the Creator's part, there is no limitation. He has given us the best conditions, the best possible conditions. We don't need to change a thing. But in the state we're in now, we just need to change one datum, one item, the connection between us from what we have now to something stronger, something tighter. And in it, we're going to discover our next stage, our next frame. And also, it's possible that the next frame where we connect between us stronger, with more heart, with more of our mind and heart, as we put ourselves together more tightly together, we'll feel that common force between us that makes the connection, that binds us together, and we'll call that to the Creator. And so we will attribute the result of our efforts to that force, that we will call that the Creator because it creates the new world for us. It creates our new feeling. We have to see that this is something that's happening right here and now. There is no next world somewhere. It's how we're going to see it. So it's only the effort to connect between us to a single heart, to this mutual aid between us. I don't have the words here. This is difficult to express in words, but you're already moving forward to a point where it will become clear from your own states. Baltia 1.
Лошуним.
Вот сейчас появилось. Вы часто вот говорите, что что-то
представляет Mark.
Как мы можем представить себе вот?
Many times you say that we should depict something for us. How can we depict this next degree? What is it? How do you what start up your imagination?
The next degree, how can we portray it? From within the vessel, we are vessels, we are not the light. If we will prepare our vessel more correctly, the light will appear in it more. The light is all around us in complete rest. There's no problem with the light. The light has no limitation. There's only a matter of equivalence between the light and the kli. The light appears in the kli to the extent that the qualities of the kli resemble the light. If we connect between us in a way that the connection between us will be similar to the light, meaning there will be a mutual connection between the friends, of mutual bestowal, of mutually coming closer, in such a desire where we don't want to feel our bodies, our faces, nothing. We want to feel that we have a common desire towards the Creator. And the more I feel this desire doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the ten, then accordingly we are building a spiritual kli, ten sefirot, in which the Creator is revealed. That's what we need to achieve. We need to portray this to ourselves, to imagine this as much as possible, to talk about it, discuss this between us.
That's actually our effort in this direction.
Yes, that is our effort to try to be as one man in one heart. And then we will discover the Creator within us. And this is the attainment of the upper world. That's all we need to arrive at.
Spain 2.
Spain 2.
Rab, si veo que en la decena hay algún amigo que se está alejando y yo elevo mi plegaria.
I see that in the ten there's a friend that's distancing.
El amigo no se integra firmemente a la decena.
And I'm praying for him every day. But nevertheless, the friend is not. He's not getting connected into the ten in the right way. Is it because I'm not praying enough, or is it some weakness on his behalf?
This is because you're not all praying together for the same friend. Your individual prayer is insufficient. No, you all have to be praying. All the ten has to be praying for him. Talk to the other friends and convince them that you all have to be praying together for the same friend. And then you'll discover that the Creator deliberately awakens a certain relationship with a friend, with a specific friend, in order to not just advance him into the ten, but also connect you as a ten And that might be the actual reason that you're seeing that a certain friend is leaving the ten or moving away from you. French.
Bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
Question d'un ami. Comment, depuis la forme parfaite unifiée, une
a question from a friend.
Égoïste et aveugle m'est-elle envoyée?
How, from a perfect form and united form, does a partial egoistic form come out?
The Creator Himself keeps renewing the act of Genesis, as it's called. Every day He creates creation. He illuminates the will to receive with His light, and by that the will to receive becomes greater, bigger, greater. It appears in us as bigger and bigger. So one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. That's what happens. So how do we grow? We each time see the will to receive becoming greater. And it doesn't matter how much attainment and inspiration from spirituality I had yesterday. Today, once again, it's like I haven't attained anything yesterday. That's progress. To give you an open space, as if you haven't attained anything. And that's how the Creator prepares you for the next degree. Kabyu.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. You keep mentioning imagining the next world. Is our imagination a useful tool that we can use in faith above reason? And how can we use it correctly?
הדמיון שלנו זה לא כל כך דמיון. אנחנו נמצאים.
Our imagination is not so much an imagination. First of all, we were in a very practical, accurate system that appears to us, that becomes revealed to us as, let's say, it's like the computer in which we exist. You can say we exist in a program, and it's like a computer program. And each time the Creator reveals a bit more and a bit more of what's on the memory of that computer. And so each time, therefore, we feel more and more of the desire He created. And now He is revealing it more and more and more, both quantitatively and qualitatively. He is revealing that memory, or the will to receive, that is, both in the ten, in each and every one of us, and in the ten, as well as in the world around us. We're seeing from day to day that we have more and more connection to all people. You'll see how we are suddenly discovering that the world is comprised of 8 billion people. Why is it like that? It's all because we have to discover this computer memory, this parameter, this state in full, so that we have the work of connection, of connecting all the parts in a way closer to the light as possible. This is how we advance. So from day to day, we have to see ourselves living in a new world, in a new state, and having new work to do, connecting all our desires in the tens to the point that they are as similar as possible to the shape of the Creator, each and every ten. Not more, not less. This is what's desirable. And then we come to a state where between us there are already such tens that are very close to the revelation of the Creator in them. And thus we will advance in a way that another ten does it, and another ten, and another ten. So separate tens until we start connecting all these tens together, and that will be called the final correction. Now, it's not that the whole of humanity needs to be this or that way, but those people who awaken, they need to compose this state. The tens that we are composing, they will be called the rosh of the collective soul, the collective patsuf. And the body of it will have to join us through our work. The body doesn't know what's happening to it. It does have to know somewhat the general direction, but it's not required to want more than just have a better corporeal life. And we will be providing all the rest, the spiritual qualities and fulfillments.
Latin 3.
All right, Latin 3.
Buenas noches, Rav. Queríamos preguntarle, ¿debemos
ver
a los amigos como ya corregidos
e
igualarnos a la carencia de la decena?
Do we need to see the friends as corrected already and united in the lack of the ten?
Yes. It's desirable for each and every one of us to see all the rest of the friends as corrected, or in the very least, much more corrected than me. And when I, through connecting to them, by connecting with them, I find my correction. You hear?
Beseder.
Okay. Okay.
Volga. It says we hear.
Volga.
Раф, вот когда я пытаюсь представить себе единство десятки,
when I try to depict to myself the unification of the ten, I see clearly that there's me, I end somewhere in my sensations, and some space continues where I cannot experience what I experience in my own space, that partition. What is that partition in my feelings? And how do you rise above that?
There's, in everyone, there's me, which stays me, and then there is the group, or the friends, or the whole world, or the whole of reality even. But I need to understand that all of this reality outside of me, outside of the self, is the Creator. That is the Creator. And the more I connect with that reality as a kli, then I basically enter the space, the field of the Creator. And there I wish to determine my spot, my accommodation, and live that way. So the more I depict to myself that me is what I am, it's my ego, but outside of me is my spiritual kli. That's the friends, that's the whole world, that's the whole reality. It's my kli. And the more I come close to it, after all, I want to think about it, I want to connect to it. Accordingly, I come closer to finding my soul. My egoistic point of me remains the way it is, but what's outside of me and everything that I can imagine is outside of me, according to perception of reality, it is depicted in my egoistic desire that I need to transform in order to bestow. And then I acquire that next world, my spiritual world.
Tbilisi.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hello, Rav. My question has to do with the description of the prayer. I want to pray for the connection, and I depict myself that in this connection we need to feel inside us each other such that what we're each missing, that we know and feel inside himself. Such a description that I have, is that right?
Нет.
And what I'm depicting, is it going to come from the Creator later?
Договориться с ними.
No, you need to collect all the friends, agree with them together, that you are organizing the prayer together with them, that you are asking the Creator together, and only this way you will succeed. None of you, no one will succeed alone, on his own. Asia.
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 Good morning, Rav. My will to receive that comes above reason. What happens when a person rises above reason? Is the desire still there to receive more, or is it?
I said in the beginning of the lesson that if we rise to a degree above reason, that degree later becomes reason, and then I have to rise to a higher degree. Then we'll talk about it. It's still early. First, rise to the first degree above reason, then we'll talk about it. Now, Baltia 2.
Вопрос, почему я не вижу товарищей на утреннем уроке, потому что...
The question is, why don't I see the friends in the morning lesson? Because I don't love them enough? And do I have a right directly to demand of them? Because actually they're already here, and I'm not corrected and I don't see them, or is the 10 not corrected?
Imagine to yourself that you are with them together in the eyes of the Creator, and if you don't all describe yourselves together in towards the Creator, then you're not connected. The group is a modem. It's the place of connection between all of you to the Creator. So try to activate this modem, to activate this place of connection. Mach 2.
Доброе утро, Рав, мировой Кли. Я вот еще хотел
Good morning, Rav, World Kli.
Признаки будущего состояния.
I would like to ask more about
будущее состояние.
Those signs of the future state, because the future state
станет понятным именно когда оно
can't be understood in the present. It will only be clarified when it comes, right? What signs do we have of that state? Because other than the evil inclination that's constantly pushing us from behind, I don't know any other sign. How should I find my way there?
The next state can only be attained according to the Kli. How much more connected we are between us. That is essentially the next state that we can depict to ourselves. This is how it is, only according to the Kli. And see what we're talking about in Talmud HaSasfot, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we only talk about the vessels. The will to receive is egoistic. On it, there is a masach, tzimtzum, first of all, not to work with in order to receive. Then masach, to work in order to bestow. Then to generate from that ochuzel, reflected light, towards the ten and the emanator, and then you're in contact with them. That's a spiritual state. That's what we need to achieve.
Kafkaz.
Kafkaz.
Доброе утро.
Good morning.
Вы
The reshimot and the aviut, the thickness of the upper, are they the same thing or is there some difference?
Let's say there is no difference. I don't know why you're asking this. We're talking about the present state, but let's say it's the same. Merkaz 1.
What is the prayer that is accepted made up of?
The present state and the next state that I wish to achieve, the gap between them called Man, Mein Nukvin, that I want to rise from Malchut to Bina, from this state to the next state, from this, the prayer is built. Italy 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. Volevo chiedere, qual è la sensazione?
Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask, what is the feeling of the next connection between us, which is stronger? What do I need to imagine?
That we want one goal, and we describe it as accurately as possible, according to our states. And then, the more we all portray the Creator together between us as a result of our connection, that we build Him, we make Him, then accordingly, it turns out that the connection to the Creator, the search for the Creator, is what unifies us and builds us. There's no Creator without a created being. When we arrange ourselves, when we connect ourselves together, we can design the image of the Creator. And this is how we were going to connect. Understood, Queens.
Иман и молитва — это обращение к Творцу. Правильно думать, что молитва — это обращение.
Man and prayer are an address to the Creator. Is it right to think that a prayer is the appeal, like we grasp, and a man is a Kabbalistic concept?
Man or prayer is the same thing, and it's only the lack for the next degree, the degree of connection and the degree of connection with the Creator. That is what we learn. This is what we have. All the rest of the prayers that you may have in religions and belief systems, we have nothing to do with that. If you want to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, you need to understand the definitions of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Kiev 3.
Kabbalists explain that we need to agree with the current state, so much so that I'm willing to remain in it for eternity. How side by side do we have to also depict our next state?
It's not a problem. There's no contradiction there. That I'm willing to stay in that state forever, if that's the Creator's desire. And yet, I want to come closer to Him and be in adhesion with Him on higher and higher degrees. So, on top of worse and worse egoistic desires. So it doesn't matter. It's how the Creator wants me to be, that's where I will be. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, a question from my tent. What are we going to experience in that new state you mentioned?
Ah,
We, in our new state, we want to discover the new world, which is in the desire to bestow and not to receive. And there, we will discover that the force of bestowal rules as the upper force, and we will feel it, understand it, and discover it. This is the next world. And then all of nature, all of reality, we're going to see how it's all governed by this one force. And we're going to discover it and be in connection with it. Moscow 7.
Правильно ли я понимаю, что независимо от того, что раскрывается,
do I understand correctly that without connection to what happens throughout the day, success and the pace in which these states pass by will depend on me addressing that prayer that we built, let's say, after the lesson with the ten, and not what I want?
If you can build a prayer to the Creator from every ten, of course it has an influence. Also an individual prayer, it bears an influence, but in a way that is just, you know, try in our world to send a million letters to some government office, or you send your own letter and that's it. There's a difference, right? So, similarly in the spiritual world, and much more. When everyone does it, it definitely has an effect. Latin 6.
Hola, Rav.
Hola.
Hello, Rav. A question from my friend in the ten.
Como decena, vislumbrar y construir.
If we relate to ourselves as a ten,
repeat, please.
Ask again, please.
Okay.
Marcus, repeat.
Corresponde a nosotros como decena vislumbrar y construir al futuro.
Is our work as a ten in building the future?
Of course we are building the future. And if we can't describe the future, we can't enter the future. Because we have no kli for it. We have to build it. This means that we have Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, that we have a kli, and then we receive the revelation of the Creator inside the kli, and then it is realized. But we have to imagine to ourselves the future state. This is what's called, you have made me. We first bring the kli. The kli has to precede the light. From above downwards, the light builds the kli, and from below upwards, when we ascend, the kli always has to precede the light. We build the place, we build the state for the revelation of the Creator. And as soon as the place is fitting for the revelation, he is revealed. And once again, a new vessel and a new revelation. New vessel, new revelation. Understood? Good. Now, Florida.
Thank you very much, my Rev.
Florida.
Thank you very much. The current state, is it a feeling of mine in the ten, or is it my feeling of the state of the whole
ten?
If you only feel your state, that is pure egoism.
Николаев Сочи.
Okay, Николаев Сочи.
Рав, доброе утро. Вот мы говорим о.
Good morning, Rav. We're talking about a certain state of the ten when it's connected, yes? And now we can already follow clearly two states. On one hand, it is revealed in some practical way, let's say in the form of a workshop. In us, that appears as that first state in which friends start to complement one another, complete each other, and there's parts from one to the friend to another, and you feel like something common. And sometimes it turns out that each does some kind of part as if his opinion, etc., but there's no connection between those opinions. Which of those states is preferable?
Rav, read the articles of Rabash. Read the Rabash articles and you'll discover everything there. I don't even want to go into your question, because it's completely incorrect what's happening there between you, according to what I hear. Read the articles of Rabash many, many times, and then see how it needs to be realized between you. Only according to reading the Rabash articles and realizing them. Toronto 2.
Добрый вечер, Раф. Вопрос простой.
Good evening, Rav. Question.
Например, в Петах Тикве.
Say there are a number of tens. Let's say in Petah Tikva for you, there are strong tens, there are less strong tens.
Менее сильным десятком.
How to help?
Как сильные десятки могут помочь?
The less strong tens. How can strong tens assist the weaker tens?
To help stronger tens helping weaker tens is doable through an example, through coming closer and discussing things together, participating together, two or three tens together in common activities by connection, and discuss among yourselves what you can do.
Как вы считаете, нужно ли перемешивать
десятки, если они сильные?
No, God forbid. Where is it written? Where does it say that? How come what do you just feel like doing you're going to do? What nonsense to mix all the tens. Don't mix any tens. No. Mach 6.
Раф, как всегда быть в поиске будущего состояния и не довольствоваться тем?
How to constantly be in search for the future state and not be sufficed with the current state?
אני צריך תמיד להסתכל על האחרים, להשתדל לראות אותם.
I have to always look at the others, try to see them at a higher degree.
נמצא בשיעורים.
If I read and hear and attend the lessons, I see how others are asking questions and advance and they have a desire and I'm included with their desires. I'm impressed by their desire. And then I have a problem. I have envy. I have lack of self-esteem and this advances me. Only if I'm among the friends and I hear them and listen to them, then I absorb a lot of deficiencies from them and I advance with them together. Moscow 6.
Нам десятки достаточно одной молитвы на день, или после каждой встречи мы должны составлять.
Is one prayer a day sufficient, or after every meeting we have to compose a new prayer? How urgently do we need to?
Whenever you need to, but as long as you don't leave the previous prayer, and if so, you replace it with the next one. Brazil 2.
Olá, Ravi.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav.
O Ravi diz que a oração é o desejo do coração. A pergunta é: como alinhar o desejo do grupo com o superior?
How to stabilize the deficiency of the ten together with the deficiency of the upper? That's what Arnizah was asking.
This is a question. It truly is a question. It says make your desire as his desire, meaning you need to discuss in the 10 how you're going to connect your desires to a single desire and turn to the Creator with that desire. This is called a prayer. The prayer is a prayer of many. 10, connecting together, turning to the Creator with their confident deficiency that this is what they want and this is what they address Him with. And they have confidence that the Creator will answer them if they will turn to Him correctly together. We have to understand there is a valve here. There's a valve. Yeah. Between the degrees, between the lower degree and the upper degree. The moment our deficiency is accurate, it unlocks the upper degree. And from there comes the light to us. And if we can't unlock it, it means that our question, our deficiency is incorrect. And we have to then make it more precise and refine it until, as it says, make your desire as his desire, and then he'll do it. Understood, right? Good. Now we don't have a choice. We have to go to Ashkelon. Ashkelon 2.
Rav, the spiritual picture that a person needs to depict himself of the next state, he builds it with the 10, together, in incorporation. But what happens when a person's alone? How can he do that?
When a person is on his own, there's nothing he can do. There's nothing for him to do.
When a person's alone, he doesn't have anything already.
Doesn't have anything and won't have anything. That's why it says either connect or die. Either you connect to a group or you die. That's it. Tel Aviv 1.
Rav,
let's say we made a decision and we built a prayer of many in the 10. And throughout the day, each is at work and he's thinking about that prayer. Is that the prayer of many?
Yes. When you connect during the day to think about the prayer that you have decided on, let's say after the morning lesson, this is a prayer of many. Yes, this is what I recommend doing. And it will work. Мак 10.
Здравствуйте. Подскажите, вот Творец дает желание,
Hello.
Он же его наполняет.
Could you...
В Шамате написано, что мы well, можем...
The Creator gives us a desire and fills that desire. It's written that you can grow the thought with the desire, but it's also written that you can create more desires. How do you work with the desires to grow them in the 10 so that we will be able to grow the common desire?
You can each time through your decision together in the 10 to change the desires and increase them more and more and refine them more and more. It all depends on you. Work on your desires so that they are together aimed at the Creator. Tzafon 1.
Good morning, Rav. I have a question. If we're all the will to receive, we're building some desire. We're always the will to receive, actually. And the Creator is the desire to bestow. It sounds like it can never connect together. So how does it nevertheless connect? How does this deficiency, how do we build a deficiency that's correct, that actually connects to...
If you want to come to a connection between you, you're already in a desire to bestow above the ego, because connection cannot be above the ego. Only it can all be inside the ego, only above the ego. So first of all, build that connection between you as much as you can, that you are together. And then from that desire, to bestow together, you contact him and he will then influence your common desire. This is the mechanics. This is the technique. Rechovot.
The depiction of a valve really helps me. What is the correct deficiency that moves through that valve?
It opens the valve. The correct deficiency for spirituality opens the valve, and the light then enters the potsuf, which is the ten, which is called the ten through the open valve. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is, what is the mechanism behind the concept of influencing each other with examples? How does it work in influencing each state towards opening the valves between the degrees?
If I care about connecting with the friends, and from connecting with the friends, I begin to recognize what is connection with the Creator. Because connection with the friends, too, is also somewhat of the will to bestow. I want to connect with them. I want to submit myself to them. I recognize that only together we can attain the goal. And then bit, by making these efforts of wanting to connect us together and wanting to submit myself to be connected with them, when we want to nevertheless come to a single goal, because otherwise we don't advance. All of these inclinations, these actions, they are actions of bestowal, even though they still occur in my will to receive. But by doing them, I nevertheless draw the reforming light, the surrounding light. And this surrounding light gradually gives me more and more feeling and understanding that I'm moving towards in order to bestow. And then, out of that, I can imagine, I can portray what it means to be in order to bestow. And then I describe that, I portray that in my prayer, and then it turns out that through the group that I wanted to connect with them, that I wanted to submit myself to this connection, I wanted to see all of us in a single goal, common goal, through these actions with the group, I come to the Creator, to a depiction of the Creator, to a way to address the Creator, and the same happens with my friends in the group. And so it turns out that all those individual actions connect to a single action. And by that, we break the walls, that barrier between my egoistic experience and the altruistic experience of spirituality. And thus the light then comes and fulfills us. And we get from that a true desire to bestow. Not something we could imagine before, but a true desire to bestow. When I rise above myself, and that means that I have attained faith above reason. I've attained the quality of Bina above the quality of Malchut.
Rav, one more question, please. Can the lower one also give the upper one an example? Is it allowed? Is there any instance or an example such as that, please?
The lower one who that prays, if the prayer is correct, the upper one works according to the prayer of the lower one, according to the man of the lower one. The upper one will give the mad. Wasco 4.
Rav, вопрос от товарища. Должны ли мы иметь одинаковое представление о будущем состоянии? И тогда это
Do we need to have an identical depiction in the 10 of what the future state is?
As much as you can agree on it concisely, then talk about it. So it won't become like one person thinks about some delusional things and another one talks about this and that. If we study Baala Sulam and Rabash, if we attend our lessons, then over time we come to a point where we share a single mind and a single heart.
PT2. I'll ask nevertheless, Rav. We're going to do this exercise today. It feels like we've received a key. We're talking about the desirable state, the current state, and each will talk about how he depicts that state. How do we collect all those deficiencies to one deficiency so that we will have one prayer, where we depict one state?
We still don't understand what is one state. We're not in a one kli. Yet when you connect in a way that truly the light will connect you as one, when you truly want to be in as one man in one heart, and the light makes that connection for you, then you will feel you have a single desire. PT 29.
Where are the conditions for the individual actions connect to one common one?
The condition is that you will awaken the upper light that will connect you. Latin 3.
Now, entonces, la auténtica plegaria, la que es escuchada por el Creador, es pedir la elevación de manhood a las cualidades de vida.
Gerardo from Monterrey is asking, so the true prayer is to ask for the raising of Malchut to the qualities of Bina?
That, of course, is all our work, to raise the Malchut to Bina, yes. And question from Tbilisi.
No, Gia.
Дорогой Рав, а мои
грузины и Болгарии вместе. Что надо сделать, чтобы Творец благословил? We have the Georgians and the Bulgarian together.
Кодем кол.
I didn't get the rest of the translation.
Рацуй льет яхот им кулам, велорак Грузия им Болгария.
First of all, it is desired to be together with everyone and not just Georgia with Bulgaria. Second thing, pray. Everything comes from above. Within us, only the request can come, the deficiency. If the deficiency of your group is matching the desire of the upper one, then you'll get it. I come to the host with a deficiency, and I need to do my work from below upwards and tell the host, I want to receive from you this and that, and then the host gives, if he has what I'm asking for. This is our work. Belarus.
Какая молитва десятки способна помочь народу в тяжелых состояниях? Или надо молиться вообще за все человечество? Или можно молиться за определенный народ? Спасибо.
Ифшар ли дабер аля медина ве аля ам?
You can talk about the country and the nation, but as a part of the whole world, and then it will be a correct prayer. Also, all the prayers, we didn't study the prayers, but all the prayers that were composed are composed in this way, that you pray for you and the group and your people and your country and the whole world. This is how all the prayers are composed. Your prayer has to include all of that world kli. You are basically praying for the whole system of Adam. PT
5. I want to scrutinize whether the address to the Creator comes from a connection between us or from my desire only. How do we scrutinize those?
That you have to scrutinize in the 10. You can talk to them, you can feel that, but it's desired to just literally talk to them during the day. How are we connecting our desires to a greater and greater connection? This needs to be like the four species that we use as symbols in the holiday of Sukkot, that they all have to be connected together, and then if we shake them, which means raising them to the Creator, then we are certain to awaken His attitude, His relation to us as well.
But Rav, the great frustration is not in the meetings and the Zooms or now in the lessons where you feel the friends and there's some kind of common prayer. Really not, even naturally. But in between, when you're alone or you're working or... And the friends are present in some cloud that...
I don't have anything to do about that. Did you have to try to connect between you in your hearts or even using our communication channels during the day? You want us to set a time for another meeting or something during the day? I'm willing, but it has to be serious. With preparation, with deficiency, with the desire that we will connect together and turn to the Creator, let's go ahead and do it. Why not? I'm willing. If there's such an action, I'll be happy to participate. Think about it. I can do it. Whenever you want, I'm willing. I am with you in the lesson preparation, for instance, because I feel that this is excellent preparation and it also prepares me for the lesson. I am included with your, integrate with your deficiency, and it prepares me for the lesson. Even though I wake up before and I read and I think, but still, the main thing is the integration with you before the lesson. I'm willing to do similar actions during the day. Please think when and how, through what kind of connection, communication, and I'm willing.
Unity 3.
Unity 3.
Доброе утро всем. Раб, а когда вы просите Творца, вы это делаете чувствами или механически?
Я записываю.
When we ask the Creator, we do it in a mechanical way, or?
Беседа?
I just record it on a tape recorder, and from there it works. Okay. All right, Latin 2.
Good evening, Rav. The question from the 10.
¿O debe combinarse con las imágenes de los amigos que necesitan apoyo?
The future picture that we're supposed to depict to ourselves, is it the complete united 10 that's connected, or in the future state it's supposed to be the 10 that's connected and also the friends that need support?
Everyone together in the best possible state we want them to be. That's the future picture, and of course together with the Creator. Otherwise, it is not considered a depiction of the desired states. All right, friends, I no longer know. All right, Safon 2.
And say, please, how can the prayer of a 10 benefit the outside environment?
It can do it because we draw the upper light, the inner light, and by that, it appears to them as surrounding light. That's it. Oh, and we have to move to the next part.
Will the next part beat this?
Yes.
So we'll have a song first.
At belibi tamid iti benishmati elech itach basher telchi at haor at kvutzati at hamiklat meres isei afela בחניתות בח התקווה להאיר את אור האהבה בתוך ליבי אסע אותך תמיד חי עבורך בהווה ובעתיד בורא עולם שמור נא עליה ברחמך רוח ועוצמה בניגונייך מפלסים לכל החי מעוף לעליונים שעל כנפייך הם מרננים
החום שבך
ממיס כבולות בתוך ליבי לחטופה
לכל המכות
שנוחתות ולא פוסקות בתוך ליבי אשא אותך תמיד
הוא חי עבורך בהווה